Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Katie Sorrell is with us. She's with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, an extension specialist, and she's also the project manager for Growing Together. And we want to talk about some of the successes that they've seen this year through the Growing Together project here in Iowa. Katie, thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, I'm excited to be with you, Jim.
Let's talk a little bit about Growing Together. Before we talk about the results of the program, give folks a reminder of what it's about and what you were doing this year.
Yeah, so Growing Together Iowa is a donation gardening program where Iowa State Extension funds county extension offices to grow fresh produce for local food pantries. And we also include with that fresh produce tips on how to prepare food, prepare the fruits and vegetables, and recipe cards. And it's all done at the local level. So Growing Together Iowa, this is our seventh year. And our goal is to be in every county in Iowa someday. Right now, we're in a third of Iowa counties.
How are we doing down here in our part of the state? Do you have some participation around here?
Yes, we do have some participation around you. Yeah, we have counties spread throughout the state.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've accomplished this year. Part of the Growing Together program is getting volunteers to, grow some extra stuff and then, make it available to other folks. How'd we do this year?
Oh, Iowa, the state of Iowa did amazing this year, Jim. So we had over 3,000 volunteers throughout Iowa that helped with these donation gardens. So that included almost 2,000 youth, which I just think is amazing that youth are learning about donation gardening and how produce grows. So we had almost 2,000 youth involved, and then just over 300 master gardeners involved, and then almost 750 community volunteers. So all of those pieces are really important, especially master gardeners. That's one of the requirements for this Growing Together Iowa project, because we know master gardeners have expertise that the rest of us gardeners don't have, so they are a requirement for these donation gardens because they can provide so much information about how to plant things and how to harvest things, and we're really happy they're involved in this project.
Well, from the raw numbers, it looks like you were able to serve a fair number of people this year.
Yeah. I mentioned we are in a third of Iowa counties, and we donated to 115 food pantries this year. And those food pantries, their monthly service numbers are almost 67,000 Iowans. And Jim, I don't know how much you've heard about food pantries this year, but in Iowa, it's a really hard time to be food insecure. Food pantries each month are setting records for the number of clients they're serving, because when we go to the grocery store, we see how expensive food is with inflation. But also, the pandemic state of emergency ended April 1st in Iowa. So SNAP benefits, which were formerly known as food stamps, they dropped considerably. They dropped down to pre-pandemic amounts. So it's just been really hard, which makes Growing Together Iowa even more important. And the fact that we could donate produce to almost 67,000 Iowans is a great thing.
And we have heard those stories over and over, and it doesn't matter if it's a big city, small town, a rural area pantry. All of the food pantries seem to be saying some of the same things and really trying to restock shelves constantly. So it's really a need.
It's really a need, yeah. And our project, Growing Together Iowa, in the end, we donated almost 115,000 pounds of fresh produce. These volunteers did amazing. And those 115,000 pounds, we estimate that's almost 345,000 servings of fruits and vegetables. So by having this project and having the fresh produce in the food pantries, it might free up money for families coming to the food pantry to spend their SNAP dollars or their money in another way. Plus, it's a really easy way to try new fruits and vegetables, right? If you've always wanted to try a certain fruit or vegetable, like let's say you've always wanted to try kohlrabi, for example, and you don't know what to do with it, by having it available in a food pantry, it's a free, easy way to try new fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I'm impressed with the youngsters. You touched on that at the beginning that got involved in this program. How in the world did you do that? That's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive. It's all at the local level. So sometimes they get camps involved in the summer. Sometimes it's local sports clubs or 4-H groups or Boy Scout or Girl Scout groups. So these local communities, which I just love about this project, that it's all community driven. So the local directors and organizers of the garden are able to connect with youth, which I think, like I said before, all the benefits of youth, not only learning about donating the produce, but just how to garden and how food grows is so important.
Yeah, and looking at the way the program kind of plays out, too, you might be the voice or the face of the program statewide in helping to spread the message, but you've stressed that, too. This is really a locally driven project. It's really a cooperative project between the state and the county and the local and even the federal government to a certain extent.
Yeah, we are funded through USDA's SNAP education program, so definitely at the federal level. And then Iowa State Campus, we organize it, but it's really these local county extension offices partnering with Master Gardeners and their local food pantry director or volunteers that are making all the difference. And one of my favorite things about is that when applicants apply, we say, have you talked to your food pantry about what fruits and vegetables their clients would most like? Because depending on the people groups or the preferences of the clients, we can grow exactly what produce they want, which I think is so neat.
You know, when you talk to food pantries too, this is the time of the year when they tend to max out on those donations because folks are thinking it. It's on the top of their heads right now when, we're talking about sharing and being kind during the holidays, and there are a lot of efforts there. But this program allows you to kind of bridge that gap to a certain extent too and provide, when available, some of those produce items during the course of the year outside of the holiday season.
Yes, definitely. And we work really closely with the pantries, Jim, and you're exactly right. This is the time when people want to volunteer and have lots of donations, but the food pantries are worried about come January, right? So I would just encourage you, if you're listening to this, to contact your local food pantry and see what their needs are and if there's ways you could volunteer time or resources. They would be very happy.
Katie, is now the time of the year that folks might consider whether or not they might want to be planning ahead to next year and be a part of a program like this?
Yes, great question, Jim. Yep, our applications for 2023 are due December 19th. So if anybody were to search online for Growing Together Iowa, all the information about the program is there. So definitely if you are a county interested, you can apply. And if you're just an individual interested in this project, there's more information online, as well as get connected with your local food pantry. And if you are a home gardener, a lot of food pantries accept local donations from home gardeners. So as you're thinking about laying out your home garden, you can always grow a row for donation gardening or even just donate excess produce you have next summer.
Yeah, I can't imagine the feeling that you would get by being able to do something that's really so simple and really outside of the effort that you're putting forth. There's probably not necessarily as much of a financial outlay to participate in a program like this as you might think in other programs.
Yeah, and what was really neat this year, Jim, is that we provide funding to counties, and this year at the local level, they leveraged more money than we gave out at the state level. So, for example, a local community garden received donated lumber for raised garden beds from their local lumber yard, or received donated seeds and starter plants from their local nursery. And so the gardens were able to raise more money and leverage more local money than we gave out at the state level. Like, just incredible that what the local community gardens were able to do. And it just shows the investment and importance that the community sees with the donation garden.
Yeah, pretty good return on investment through the program here. And the beauty is that investment is done locally.
The investment is done locally, and there's so much local buy-in. Yes.
You bet. Well, and anyone who's gone to the grocery store here lately understands that prices are pretty much universally up. But when you walk through the produce aisle, fruits and vegetables, those are some of the hardest hit at times. And these are the ones that are more difficult for those food pantries to be able to replenish. The money doesn't go quite as far. So anything we can do to help them out, they very much appreciate. Well, very good. Well, we hope folks take the opportunity and the time to think about being a part of this program. That deadline is coming up here rather rapidly to sign up for this year. So, Katie, give them that information one more time. How do they sign up?
Yes, just search online for Growing Together Iowa, and you will be taken to our website, and you'll have see all the information that we've talked about today there.
Very good. Katie Sorrell is the project manager for Growing Together, part of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. She's a specialist there and helping a lot of folks out in a lot of different ways, helping folks help other folks through this Growing Together program. Katie, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.